Jesus, his name, it's Satan. And his purpose is that, to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm sure we've heard that preached enough. he has some minions. They hate you. They do not want to see you succeed in any part of your life, however. They are satisfied if you have a good life, believe it or not. As long as they can keep you from realizing the whole purpose of your existence. The whole purpose of the reason why you have breath in your lungs today. And that is to glorify Jesus Christ. That is to have relationship with Jesus Christ. And that is to become more like Jesus Christ. Amen. Their goal is, as long as you stay away from that, they're good. They're good because they know eventually you're going to go where they are. Man, thank you, Jesus. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm sure y'all probably heard this. You just got to attach yourself to Jesus, and you're going to be all right. You need to attach Jesus to you. You just need to add him. You just need to throw him into the mix with your coffee or Red Bull or whatever you drink, and it's going to be okay. I've heard that a time or two, and I'm not going to preach that. I'm actually quite against it. We can overcome this world. We can overcome this world, and we can even overcome ourselves. You see, I got a word, and I've had a burden, and I'm extremely excited to preach it. And I'm finally about to get to. You see, the problem is we fight more than just the devil. The world's against us. Ourselves is against us. And the only one who is truly for us is Christ. The Bible teaches us this. Our good pastor teaches us this. The preachers teach us this. But do we really believe it? You see, Jesus said our flesh is weak, but the spirit is weak, is willing. The spirit is not weak, it is willing. That's not just to make us feel better about failure. That's the truth. I say all this, and I say this about the society that has painted the American version of Jesus that we can just fit into our daily life and work our 9-to-5 and just, I guess read a chapter a day, and as long as you're, doing more good than wrong, you're all right. That's not the way it is. We want to attach Jesus to our political views, and we want to attach Jesus to our whether it be our entertainment views, and we want to use them as leverage because we live in the Bible Belt and people respect the name of Jesus, and we feel good if we can tie it into our lifestyle to prove that we're doing okay. That hey, if I can add Jesus to me, I'm doing all right. When in fact, that's not the way it was ever intended to be. And that is a complete and total lie from the enemy. You do not add Jesus to yourself. You get added unto Jesus. The word says he is a consuming fire. We do not get to pick which aspects that we want to add him into our lives. No, we don't get to decide that he gets this part of me or this part of me. No, he either gets all of you or none of you. You see, you become a new creature in Christ. When you dedicate your... ahead of myself. I'm trying to stay on my notes and I'm trying to lay it out good. And oh, thank you, Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, I told you I was getting a little bit ahead of myself. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We've been lied to for far too long. We got to decrease so that he can increase. You see, we want to focus it about ourselves when in reality, it has never been about ourselves. It quit being about ourselves when the Son of God came to this earth 2,000 years ago and wrapped himself in flesh and lived a perfect and holy lifestyle. So holy and so perfect that his death was accepted unto God, and you have righteousness. 2,000 years later into the future, you can have righteousness if his blood has been applied to your life. Man, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God is so good. Oh, Jesus is not like some type of attachment that you put, like attachment like you get for a gun to help you shoot a little bit more accurate. No, Jesus is a whole new gun, a whole new ammo, and you get a whole new target. It's not just some, If any of you video game players, you know what I'm talking about, an attachment like increases your stats. That's not how Jesus works. He revolutionizes you. He makes you a new creature in him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We are not called, and it is not biblical, just to attach Jesus to us. In fact, that's a lie by the enemy. Damon has said, God loved you so much, he was able to overlook you and see what you could be in him. He loved you so much in spite of the way you was, in spite of the sin that you had committed, in spite of the sin you was going to commit. He knew you wasn't going to be perfect once you got in him. However, he chose you anyway. Man, it's time to quit just tiptoeing around and just playing church on Wednesdays and Sundays. And it's time to start being the church Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's time to start taking it to work and actually proclaiming the word of God. Man, it's not always about standing in a pulpit. And it's not always about getting to play before y'all and get y'all goosebumps, man. Well, there's a work to be done. There's a work to be done. We have this good news, the best news that this earth will ever get to hear. And it is Christ is risen, and there is a way out of your hopeless situation. Yes. We have an opportunity to share that with this whole area, with this whole state. Man, I work with this man. His name's, I ain't going to say his name, but he don't believe in God. And the reason I know that is because I say, you know, if his will be done, I'll try to get it done, or Lord's will. And I guess I said that one too many times around him, and it offended him, and I'm glad it offended him. and he said, man, I don't believe in God. They don't have no merit with me. And I was like, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry. I said, because he's real. It don't matter if you believe him. It don't matter what you think of him. It don't matter how much sense you put into him, because there's going to come a day where we're all equal and we're all going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and he is King of Kings, and he's coming back for a church that has made herself ready. And I'm here today to tell you, it's time to get ready. It's time to get ready, church. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I don't want this deception that we could just play around with it. We can just add him to us like an attachment. He spews lukewarm Christians out of his mouth. The word tells us this. And this is, I'm excited about this part. This is my reading part. John 15, the Gospel of John, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine. My Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. You can do nothing without the vine. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein my Father glorified, my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Jesus had a better analogy than I did. He used a grapevine instead of a gun analogy. however, I feel like the gun analogy would go over good in southern West Virginia, because a lot of people have guns, and I think I'm the only person I know who's got a grapevine, and we've never bared grapes, so that's not a good analogy for me. But he paints a pretty good mental picture about being fruitful and about where you are in the picture. We are not the vine. We don't get to attach Jesus, because there's nothing to attach him to. Could you imagine seeing like a little I guess branch out there growing trees? You can't, right? That's impossible. That's not how it works. Abide in me, he says. Abide in me. Jesus paints a pretty clear picture here that we are to abide in him. It is impossible to think that you can use a dead branch, and put it back to the vine. No, it don't work that way. That's why it's so important that you got to die. You got to go away. You can't, listen, this old man, this flesh, I'm just walking down. I probably stink to some people who's around me at work who don't believe in God. I probably have I think Sam preached on it a long time ago, a holy stench, because I am not of this world anymore. This ain't going to be me. I'm looking forward to the new body. I'm looking forward to who I am in him. You see, thank you, Jesus. Man, God is good. There is only one vine. There is only one truth, and his name is Jesus. Once you're born again, you come out of the vine, like as a branch, and you start bearing fruit. Verse 5 literally tells us that if we are in him and him in us, then we will bring forth much fruit. What kind of fruit? Well, the last verse I read tells you the type of fruit that glorifies the Father. The type of fruit that is going to make some people hungry. They're going to want what you got. They're going to see you and start, man, Dustin bolts downwind 3-4 times a day, and he's still smiling. His bolt partner's complaining and grouchy, but guess what? He's still happy. Man, I don't have to march, and neither do you have to march to what this world offers you. Whether it be sick kids on vacation, whether it be a 10-hour drive home listening to some guy you can't understand, whether it be grouchy people at work, or whether it's being tired and showing up to church, you ain't got to go by it. You can go by, Lord Jesus, help me. You ain't got to go by it. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. It is time for us to start truly standing on his word and making the word become flesh in our lives. It's time for us to take hold of the truth and actually believe what Jesus says. Man, we got the goods. We got the goods. If I can jump about anything, it's we got the goods. Man, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in this vine that you are connected to. He said that if you ask it, you'll get it if you're connected to him. Man. Oh, do we believe it? Do we believe it? Do we believe in spirit? Do we believe in healing? Do we believe in the gifts of the Spirit? I'm here today to tell you, my knees, they were pretty jacked up. I wrestled. I had to get fluid drained out of them. I had a lot of stuff going on with them. I went underground for some reason. My knees started hurting worse because, you know, you got to crawl around. And Megan prayed over them. I don't know. I guess I just quit praying about them. They just hurt me. My dad told me getting old is part of life and you're going to hurt. So I believed them. My wife prayed over them. This was months ago. My knees ain't hurt for months. I'm here today to tell you I can jump. I can squat. I can do anything I need to do. My knees are great. I'm here today to tell you my wife's prayer worked. Prayers are still working today. Man, I don't know where we have decided or where we have got to a place that we don't think prayer works. Man, I'm here today to tell you prayer works. Prayer works. When there's a baby crying at 2 in the morning and you're on vacation, prayer works. Prayer works. I don't know if the baby stopped crying. My mother-in-law got her and took her out of there. But hey, God answered my prayer. I didn't hear it no more. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you, Jesus. Man, he is far, far too good for us. The plate has already been set. And it's funny. I'm like y'all, we get overwhelmed with things. We get overwhelmed with life and what it throws at us. And, you know, you've always heard the phrase, man, there's just too much on my plate right now. There's just too much on my plate. And, man, I get to that point. And I told Megan, I had a revelation from God. I said, man, instead of making my plates, taking stuff off my plate, I'm going to ask for a bigger plate. I'm going to ask for a bigger plate. Because we were made to be rulers. We were made for this to be our domain. If we can start handling more, I guarantee you God starts giving us more. Oh, it's time to start believing him on his word. It's time. If you start looking at yourself and saying, hey, I'm a dead man, and I'm relying on the God who created the sun, the God who created the universe, the God who put the stars where you see them at night, I'm relying on that guy. I can handle whatever's on my plate, and then some. Man, I am tired of marching to that same old drum. Man, but that's the drum you got to listen to when you try to attach Jesus. I'm telling you, it's time for us to get in our spirits. It's time to make up our minds. It's time to have a renewing in our mind and be transformed by that we are going to be like Christ, because we are going to abide in Christ. He is where my strength comes from. He's where my faith comes from. He is everything. He is my all in all. If it had not been for God, I would not be here before you. If it had not been for God, I wouldn't have got married. If it had not been for God, oh, glory be to you, Jesus. Man. Oh, man. I'm closing. So if y'all want to get up here, musicians, I'll give you a chance. Whew. It's hot up here. I don't know if it's hot down there. They say heat rises. What kind of fruit you got? What kind of fruit you got? Because if you ain't connected to the vine, it ain't any good fruit. In fact, you're probably going to get plucked and cast into a fire by some men. That's what the Bible says. So I want you to really search yourself. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, look into the inner man. What's your motives? What are you working towards? Are you working towards your 401k and your retirement, or are you working towards the kingdom of God? Are you saying, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is on heaven, as it be in earth"? Are you actually saying that prayer and meaning it? Are you actually wanting His kingdom to come and your kingdom, what your plans are, to just be in an open hand, as my father-in-law would say it? Because in an open hand, you can take things away and you can add unto things. Man, I'm telling you, it's time to get open-handed. It's time to start saying, "God, here's what I got going on. Do whatever you need to do with it. God, here's what I got, Lord. Take this talent. Lord, don't take it, Lord. Do whatever you need to do, God." God, because He's able. He's able. He's able. He is able. He is able. Time and time again, He has proven Himself. He is able. He is able.